Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of white Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Good afternoon. The feeder cattle market was under pressure all day long. We were 95 lower in the August live cattle. They finished at 141.55. Now, you'll notice that they had a really wide range in August lives. The high was 145. The low was 141.55. The thing about it is today the August expired. So you have a lot of people that are short or long the market that are forced to get out. And so the market squeezes them both ways as people try to get out and they can't because there's very little liquidity. But it is deliverable. So if you were short and you wanted to make delivery, you had the opportunity at 145 today, $1.45 at one point. So that was interesting. The October live cattle down $1.20 at 142.62. There was some cash bid I see here late today at 141 in Oklahoma, Texas, and in Kansas. Now tomorrow, October, will be the front month. December live cattle 148.60 down $1.20. September feeder cattle today we're up 35 at 182.52. The October's up 10, 183.37. This morning early there was quite a bit of optimism that feeder cattle could be strong today because corn was lower overnight. Didn't really work out that way, but that was the early optimism. But it was steady in one of the quietest days we've seen in a while for the feeder cattle futures trade.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
The grain futures were mixed today. Wheat, mid-morning, it started out lower. Overnight, it was quite a bit lower and then rallied throughout the day. But December Kansas City wheat was 15 and a quarter higher at 9:13. This morning, there was a story that some grain silos at one of the Ukrainian ports were hit by a Russian attack. Now, the Russian or the Ukrainian port wasn't necessarily part of the export agreement port, but it happened, and I think that helped the wheat market rally, just the fact that the Russians are attacking. But it seems to be heating up over there. The Ukrainians are sort of, from my understanding, gaining some ground back. So we'll see what happens. The wheat did rally, though. July of 23 was at $9, even up 12. The bean market and corn market both lower. Corn was 6 lower. The soybeans were about 9 lower. Today's cotton futures were up 89 in December at 113.21. There's quite a few headlines about Pakistan getting substantial rainfall, and anywhere between 10 and 50% of their cotton crop is not going to be able to be harvested. So we'll see what happens. The market's kind of blown it off at this point. Today, the Dow Jones currently down about 60. The S&P's down 5. Crude oil, October's down 224, 89.40. The energy markets continue to slide here recently.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.